As Jesus taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." There was a 1972 movie, 52 years ago, that won 3 Academy Awards, including Best Picture of the Year. It was titled The Godfather. There was a powerful 5-minute scene at the end of that movie, a baptism filmed at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. The background music was a Bach organ piece getting louder and louder throughout the scene. Michael Corleone was godfather of his nephew, also named Michael. As godfather, he was asked the usual questions, which we're familiar with. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And he answered each time, "I do. I do believe." And then he's asked, "Do you renounce Satan?" And the godfather answered, "I do renounce him." And he was asked again, "And all his works?" And the godfather answered, "I do renounce them." What makes this scene so powerful is that in between the questions, there are flashbacks on the screen of violent murders that this godfather had committed. And finally, the priest asked the baby, "Michael, will you be baptized?" And the godfather answers, same name Michael, answers on behalf of the baby, "Yes. Yes, I want to be baptized." Now, that scene really is not about the baptism of the baby. It's about the baptism of Michael Corleone becoming the new godfather. He was baptized as the new godfather in that scene. He who was once baptized into the faith himself, he who once lived a good life, now said yes to baptism into a life of corruption and violence. In today's gospel reading, Jesus calls out the corruption of the religious system of his day. There were scribes who lived for recognition and status. They lived to be praised for everything they did. They were, as one Bible scholar puts it, intoxicated with themselves. Self-intoxication. Worse than that, they devoured the houses of widows. The term devour here indicated that they were monsters. They attacked the vulnerable. The scribes were supposed to be the good guys in the kingdom of God. They were the teachers of the law. But the first word that we heard from Jesus was, beware of the scribes, because they were greedy and evil. In short, they were the godfathers of Jesus' day. The context of today's reading of this gospel is super important. Mark, the storyteller, has been getting more intense, much like that Bach music in that film's baptism. We're at the very end of chapter 12, of what we call chapter 12 of Mark's story. At the start of chapter 11, basically two chapters ago, Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, riding straight into denial and betrayal, condemnation, suffering, and death. Jesus was about to be baptized into death. Today's story is just a few days before he would be crucified. He'd soon be praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Father, let this hour pass me by. Remove this cup from me." God the Father is asking Jesus, "Will you be baptized into death for the salvation of all people?" And the music of the cosmos rises to a crescendo, and Jesus says, "Father, thy will be done." Yes, yes, I will give my life for the salvation of the world. I compare the widow in today's story to Jesus, and I think that's why Mark the storyteller puts it right here. She gave everything she had. Jesus gave everything he had. Of course, the widow gave two of the smallest coins of the day. It would have been enough to buy her lunch, a biscuit. And because of her financial situation, she was considered by the religious leaders of the day to be worthless. And Jesus was also considered worthless for other reasons. But the lives of both the widow and Jesus were destroyed by the corruption of the religious system of the day. Mark the storyteller is showing us that the values of the scribes, the values of that religious system, are not what God values. Mark is asking his listeners to choose the values that you will live by. Will you be baptized into greed? Or will you be baptized into generosity? Will you be baptized into taking advantage of others? Or will you be baptized into taking care of the sick, the poor, the suffering, those who are living on the margins? Will you be baptized into revenge? Or will you be baptized into forgiveness and compassion? Will you be baptized into division and judging others, or will you be baptized into kindness and mercy? In other words, will you be baptized into the ways of the sinful world, or will you be baptized into what God values. Let's be clear today. God does not value greed or injustice. God does not value self-centeredness. God does not value taking advantage of others. God does not value prejudice or treating anyone like garbage. God does not value devouring the helpless. God does not value revenge. God does value respect for others. God values respect for every human being. God's values are not based on one's status or how much money you have, or your skin color, or anything of the world. God's values are divine and holy. Simply put, what God values is love. Joe and I saw a play recently about a family with many problems. The play took place over various holidays over the years, starting with Thanksgiving and then Christmas and Easter. They gathered together. And at every gathering of this family, a mother, father, and three children, a family photo was taken. And the idea was to show what was happening in the family at the time. One such photo, for example, the daughter wasn't there. She had left early because of conflict. I like to think of this as an illustration for today. Imagine that Jesus comes to us now and wants a family photo of God's children. And many of you know me well enough to know that Jesus wants a selfie. But in my analogy, there's going to be two photos. One will be for the greedy, those intoxicated with themselves, and those who take advantage of others. Basically, those who adopt the values of the sinful world. The other photo is a group of people who stand with God's values, those who are interested in taking care of the sick, the suffering, the poor, those on the margins. This is a photo of God's values, and this is the photo Jesus stands in and takes a selfie. And Jesus says to us, choose which photo you want to be in, and mean it. And of course, we're going to select the photo to be with Jesus. But let's be really Lutheran here today. Because of our sin, we end up in both photos. We have adopted sinful values of the world. If we examine old photos of our lives, even current photos of our lives, we will find ourselves in the wrong place. We will find ourselves in the wrong picture. Disciples of Jesus do not belong in the photo of sinful values. No one belongs there. Jesus died to take us out of that photo. Jesus entered that photo to draw us out and to remove us from that photo of sin. Jesus died so that no one would live in that photo of sin and evil. That photo should be blank. But clearly, it isn't. Every day, we need to choose which photo we will live our lives in. Will we live in the sinful world, or will we live with Jesus? We make a choice every day to reject greed and self-centeredness, self-intoxication, exploitation, and every type of violence. Every day is a day for us to reject sin. Every day is a day for us to reject the ways and the works of Satan. Every day is a day to say yes to living what God values. Every day is a day for true kindness, generosity, compassion, and love. Every day is a day for us to choose to stand with Jesus. No matter what we're struggling with, we choose each day to stand with Jesus. Every day is a day to answer yes to being baptized into what God values. Certainly, accepting God's values isn't easy. Sometimes it's downright difficult. Sometimes it's painful. After all, accepting God's values led Jesus to the cross. In Mark's story, the crucifixion is right around the corner from this story. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God, the story doesn't end in death, because Jesus was raised in what we call Mark chapter 16. And those who are in the right photograph with Jesus, those who are in the selfie that Jesus takes, those who get into that picture will rise with him. The photograph with Jesus is the right photograph to be in. Standing with Jesus is the right place to be. So let's work to stay out of that photo of the sinful world. And let's move into the presence of Christ, into his selfie. Let's move with Christ, who strengthens us to live the values of God, to receive, accept, and live those values. Because at the end of this day, and at the end of all things, what God values wins. Love wins. Our prayer for today is simple. Jesus comes in and asks you, where will you stand? Will you stand with me in love? Or will you stand with the sinful world? Choose. In silent prayer, give Jesus your answer.